creepy shit.
Hey.
I am Steampunk Nathan, as always. Everyone knows me, or maybe they don't. With me today is the Ed. Ed, say some shit.
Well, I know plenty of
as he urban takes a huge bond hit.
I know plenty of urban legends of Southern Indiana.
Yeah, we're actually from, well, I guess technically we're not from Southern Indiana. We live in Southern Indiana.
And we're looking for any and all local ghost hunters to reach out to us to help us expand our ghost hunting abilities.
Yes. Because there's enough creepy stuff that happens in Indiana to fill the load on that. Of course, we couldn't have something like cool like haunted hospitals in Indiana. We just have cemeteries. A buttload of them.
The old Gordon Hospital.
I thought they like tore that down.
Yeah, but it was wickedly haunted.
Yeah, there's one. I believe it was the Milltown Cemetery. They called it the Weeping Angel, where like the statue would move.
Yeah, it walks upon the cemetery on Halloween, and if you see it not in the cemetery, it is looking for its parents.
And like that creeped me out to a point, because when I would think of a Weeping Angel, I think of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Like, because if you blink, the angels move.
No.
And then they eventually eat you.
The story goes, it climbs off the stone and wanders about Milltown looking for the child looking for its parents.
Then there was one, where the hell was that? Like, I remember reading the article. Where, like, two people got in a car wreck on a bridge, and, like, the missing baby was never found.
Oh, that's the Milltown Bridge.
Was it?
Yeah, it's the old iron bridge at Milltown.
And then, like, people would, like, drive on the bridge, and they would hear it, and then, like, their car would, like, back up.
Yeah. That one is... That story is part of the Iron Bridge at Leavenworth that is no longer a active working bridge.
Yeah, because they had the train that used to run down there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They closed that bridge to traffic now due to the condition of the safety of people going there.
My favorite one was the French Lick Hotel, because I've been there. Like, inside of that.
I've been there.
And, like, my family used to work there. Like, yeah, they caught stuff on camera. And, like, all the famous people come here. I'm like, well, if it's haunted, why the hell would even want to go there?
I'm not supposed to be sitting here.
Why?
Because my tongue ring came
That's
out.
That's random.
I was eating a donut, my tongue ring came out.
That's very haunting.
That's Halloween for you.
I had to feel through the mushy donut in my mouth. For the ball.
I'm not sure how to take that.
Broke my tooth.
Teeth.
Now, I have stayed at French Lick Springs Hotel in the Al Capone room and do know of the secret Al Capone tunnel.
Dun dun dun. And if you ever visit a place called Sulphur, don't. Just don't.
Or, the mill.
The mill?
The mill down in, what's the old mill down, down by Shoe Tree?
Milltown.
Yeah, but the old mill down, what's the one, down Snake Hill?
That sounds super familiar.
But you know where I'm talking.
Yeah.
Okay. That one, years ago, the mill was there when I was young. And you could roll a ball down an inclined plane, and the ball would roll back up.
Like paranormal gravity.
Yeah. And there's a spot there because that's where all the ley lines run. And you could stand in the one spot and you could lean back, like way back, like Matrix style. Or if you turned around the other way, you could lean way forward, Matrix style, like a bending over without bending over.
We used to have like a spring that had like one of those hoses in it, and you'd throw a ball in, and it no one ever found them.
Yeah.
Then
I have been at Waverly Hills, all through Waverly Hills in Kentucky, and been all the way to the top and heard children.
Oh, there was more than this weird children.
Well, yeah, but I mean, actually, physically heard little children.
Because when I went, that's when it was before it was like the hotel. It was just the normal spooky ass hospital.
Yeah.
He spent the night.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I will never do that again.
He played ball with a boy missing half his ribs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's really bad when you're really attuned and you're like, it's just an act.
Yeah, but they really liked me.
Where are the cameras at?
Disturbing EVPs caught on tape that I sent to Ghost Hunters.
I bet they were thrilled.
They have them now. Like, I literally gave them to my friend Jay.
Yeah, because Ghost Hunters has been up there like many times.
Yes. And they said when they come back, they're going to take me and use me as a trigger object due to my ability to.
So you're like.
Connect.
You're the guinea pig
In
their show. Yes.
But they offered me a crew jacket.
I'm like, well, you didn't die.
No.
Here's a jacket.
Yeah.
You did your part.
Yeah. Because Jay talks to me like all the time on message. He messages me all the time. And then Zach from Ghost Adventures.
I know Zach.
Yeah, he talks to me like all the time. He offered, if I came to Vegas, he would give me a private tour of his museum after hours.
Oh, God. After hours.
Yeah. Like, nobody gets the after-hour tour.
What was the other one? Huh? There was one I thought was so disturbing.
I need to get the child ready for that.
The one I didn't know of was the one there in Madison at the Masonic Lodge. I didn't know that one per se.
What is it? Like, I passed at least a couple times. And I was like so disturbed by it. It wasn't the cemetery, because we have a lot of haunted cemeteries.
Yeah. The one we need to go to is the one up in, the Masonic Lodge.
Papa John's?
Yeah, there's a Papa John's that's haunted.
A haunted Papa John's. Imagine how disturbing that would be. Like, I want some pizza. Get out. Yeah. Never mind. You can keep it.
See, it actually talks about it. Knocking.
A pizza location witness have reported a blue uniform knocking sounds coming from the walls.
A blue knocking? You mean a blue person in a uniform?
Oh.
That should have been, that could have been wrote a little.
And like, well, like knocking, like.
Well.
Knocking. I'd be pretty bad if like they opened it up and were like, man, we have rats. We solved it. Like, oh my God.
Now, another one is the, what is that place called? The Morgan Battlefield of Corden at night is very haunted.
I heard that one. I have been there.
It's
of course, downtown Corden itself at night, it's just so disturbing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like walking into Paoli at night.
Yeah, it's very,
it's so quiet.
Undisturbingly uncomfortable. It's very disturbing.
My thing was, when I was reading the articles, there was like a haunted jail. I'm like, man, that would go really bad for people who are in jail. They'd be in there and be like,
Speaking of that one,
you broke the law.
The original jail in Bird's Eye.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it's very but like the one room little brick building right there next to the fire station. It's very.
Yeah, because that building is just like a square building. It's like so tiny. It's just dab right in the middle of it.
Yeah, and it all it has is like a steel door with
a
window with bars over.
Yeah,
it looks like a
one like bar over this tiny little window.
Yeah, and it
like it's half a cell.
It's like a something that you would put a lawnmower, a riding lawnmower in. It doesn't. It's not a big building like.
Because now it just looks like a half a cell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how tiny the building is.
It's literally like an overgrown outhouse looking. It is not what people think when they think of a jail.
I would not want to be in a haunted jail. Like, especially in a haunted, you'd be like, well, I got 5 days left.
Like, you're never leaving this place.
Well, one of the locals he stayed there to see if anything was up with it, and he seemed to think, I don't know, I was not there, he seemed to think that it was probably one of the scariest nights he ever spent in any place that was abandoned. Now, ask me how he got in it, I don't know.
Yeah, like he had to do some major planning.
Yeah, because the door bars are only like a certain amount across. So he either pried the door open, which is against the law, or
he got terrified.
Opened said door.
Like, yeah, come on in. We have cake.
Yeah. I don't know, but the guy seemed very focused.
Motivated to be in there.
Focused on that it was very disturbing and seemed very credible. But I will keep my source to myself because I do not want it reflecting back upon said person. But we will just say that probably wasn't the restfulest night sleep he ever had. We will say that.
That's like my manager, like, always wanting to know, like, creepy things in English and in Indiana. She's like, well, I never really experienced much at this store. And the store doesn't seem very Halloween-y, and then the lights turn off, because at a certain time they turn off. And me being the sarcastic person I am, I walk past her, I'm like, get out.
Well, and then there is the actual Bird's Eye Dollar General.
That one is haunted, though. Haunted. Like, you know, our stuff just kind of like falls off our shelf. And like the one in Bird's Eye, I heard actually flew off shelves. Like, at people.
I heard from somebody that worked there in the Bird's Eye store that they would go to one aisle to restock the shelves, and they would hear a noise in the other aisle and go over there, and stuff had been taken off the shelves and stacked in the aisle.
No, that's like straight up poltergeist type stuff.
Yeah.
So I think I'd be like, yeah, I am quitting now. I need a job.
Yeah.
I think once you get a poltergeist, and if you work in retail, that's about it.
Well, as the story goes,
that's game over.
The place where that was, there was a house, and the person died in said house, and then it became the open property after they destroyed the house or the trailer or whatever it was, and become property that sits where the Dollar General is now. You get where I'm going?
Yeah.
So whatever is angry there is angry to a point. Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
Or like there's the theater, the haunted theater. Like if I was a ghost, that's what I would haunt, because I would want to watch movies too.
Now, as a haunted movie theater, the old Marengo Theater.
That's the old one, though.
Yeah, it's the original.
Because the one that sits there, well, it's not there anymore, because that was in, like the 1960s.
No, it's there. You just can't gain entry into the actual movie theater. The theater's still there in Marengo.
Is it?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
You just can't gain entry because it is, what do you call it? We aren't allowed due to safety issues.
But like, I think the closest one to us was...
My phone is talking to me.
The closest haunted one that was most disturbing is the cave. Okay, now that is some really creepy stuff right there. Ed's phone got haunted. Wow.
Either of them I cannot call because they are now no longer alive. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. So that's not gonna happen, right?
Milltown. What the heck was it? That was cave?
Yeah.
Was it?
No, that's called Witch Cave. The Witch Cave.
Like the one with the like weird sacrifices and like...
Yeah. It's called...
1970s.
Well, I've heard it called several different things. So I've heard it called Satan's Cave. Witch's Cave, but the one that I always knew of because I was there was a very disturbed woman was in there doing satanic ritual, and doing not good things to animals, and they sent...
That's a little disturbing.
They sent me in to find that person and help expedite her out of the cave, per se.
I mean, like, I would imagine it was so disturbing because, like, when you read articles on it literally tells you, you can look at it from a distance.
Yeah.
But don't you dare get close, because we will find you.
Yeah.
It's like, you can actually be ticketed for even, like, stepping near the ground of it.
Within that, I had...
I'm like, holy crap.
Permission from the people who did own it at that time to go and evict the lady from the cave, we could say.
Evict. Those are strong words.
Yeah. We made it known that she was not supposed to be in there doing whatever she was doing. Now, did it look like the top of a horror movie? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she had candles lit and bonfires going. And yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
She's like, this is my home now.
Yeah.
Like cavemen, only cavemen gone wrong.
Yeah, there was most definitely something going on. I will not go where exactly was going on because I didn't want to know.
And it's just spooky, like, the energy just going past the place. It's like...
Rothrock Mill.
Yeah.
Rothrock Mill is one of the scariest places to be at night.
And I thought cemeteries were creepy.
Yeah. Like, I've done Rothrock Mill. Oh, wow. That's a story for a whole other day. There's factions there that I dare not speak of.
I remember when I was a kid, the most disturbing one was, which was also an urban legend about a woman that would like ask for a ride, and then you'd be like, "Yeah," you give a ride to her home, and then you go, be like, "All right, And she's like not in, even in your car anymore. And they would call her.
There's a lot of that.
They would call her Ghost Sarah.
Places, yeah. There's a lot of that in different places. Now, would your listeners believe that I know of a place that a friend of mine passed away, and I believe that it's a haunted stretch of road because of it? I don't know.
Well, here and in the end, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of weird shit just occurs.
Okay. I'll describe it for you. But I won't use any position.
I'd be like, I don't want to go to sleep now.
Okay. You know where we grew up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Subdivision.
Place. Yes. Well, I wouldn't name it names, but yeah. But over there, you know the cut through that goes to that little town?
Yeah.
Okay. You know the big curve there where the church is on the curve?
Yes.
Okay. My friend, he passed away there due to getting hit. Right there. And I was there with him, not in the wreck, but on scene.
Yeah.
The wreck. He passed away, literally, in the parking lot of the church.
Oh my gosh.
Now you want to hear a crazy one. You can go down to the cemetery where, we'll say, my family is buried.
Okay.
You know where
that
I'm
one. Yeah.
Have you ever seen my parents' stone glow in the dark?
Man, that's been years, though.
Yeah, it still does.
That would be
it's
like...
It's made out of rose quartz.
Yeah.
Okay, you tell me how it glows in the dark.
Rose quartz, that's more of a sunstone because, like, it shines. It's quartz stone.
Yeah.
Healing
but
stone.
But how does it glow in the dark?
Well, in theory, it wouldn't.
Okay, you tell me, and then we'll both know, because when you drive down through there, look at the stone.
I kind of want to go back there now.
You know where it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know where I'm talking without everybody going and pestering said cemetery that we want to say. Okay. Then, next time you're that way, in the evening, go see.
Or like the cross up the road. That was my friend's cross. Because, you know, the accident happened like up the road. And like, you know, just going past there, like people would tell me like it's an eerie place because that's next to the quarry.
Yeah. Oh.
And like there's this, that energy still lingers there.
Oh, yeah. You wanna walk in there, anyone? I'll take you somewhere eerie. I'll take you down where Bro wiped out by the school bus.
I actually remember that. And I think the most disturbing one was when I lived in Sulphur. Like I was like a teenager, and like I'm sitting on my porch because like the way the house was, you could like see the road from like inside because all the houses were stores, you know, back in 1900s. And like someone wrecked their motorcycle like so bad that it went into my yard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Dad, there's a motorcycle in our yard. And then like a bunch of people came knocking on our door. And what made it worse was a helicopter had to land in our yard.
Yeah.
Our yard was not that big.
No.
So, like, you imagine everybody heard it.
Yeah, in my...
Like, oh, getting text messages, why is there a helicopter in your yard? There's no right answer for that.
Let's see what else.
And then the house itself was haunted. We didn't realize this years later until, like, we asked the lady that lived in the house next to us. Like, yeah, we keep on hearing weird stuff. What's the information about this house? They're like, oh, yeah, well, my first husband went insane and shot himself in the upstairs bedroom. I'm like, oh, you mean my bedroom?
Yeah.
My bedroom.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm moving out.
Yeah.
And like, that's when I just started staying at Bambi's place. I'm like, yeah, no. No more haunted houses.
Or
this is fighting Nintendo.
The cemetery. Oh, the way from the one where the little angel girl walks the cemetery. The one up the hill. I'm not giving directions for the viewers. I'm just saying, you know where I'm talking?
Close where my friend Little Witch used to live.
Yeah. You know where I'm?
Yeah.
You know where I'm within?
Yeah, because her house was like literally next to the cemetery. I'm like, man, no.
Not the little one, the bigger one.
Yeah, the wrong one.
Yeah. That one. The one in Marengo, that's the original founder's one that sits over top of the Marengo cave. Have you ever been there at night?
I think I have once, because like we were going there to get stones from the cave, because they have that gift shop.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that gift shop's even still there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It has said stones.
Oh. That itself is creepy.
Yeah, that's on a level 2.
There was a kind of like a haunted horseman legend where like a guy got decapitated on a railroad track. And like,
yes, that's in Marengo.
And residents, even like in this town, have talked about seeing like a headless ghost.
Yeah, that's
And like he keeps yelling for his head. I'm like, oh man, that self would be
too much
for me to see.
Either one or two legends. There's two legends. Both of them were people I knew personally that got hurt by said train.
And that fucking, that happened, man. I would get out of the fucking car, whatever the last song was, I heard
that. And one was in. What is that? Deepaw?
Deepaw's got some creepy places, yeah, too.
One was over by Deepaw.
I didn't think about that.
By Deepaw, we'll say.
Yeah.
So nobody can find said place. The other one was by the local watering hole in Marengo.
The watering... Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You know where I'm smelling? You're on the same page, huh? It don't help that. Yeah. One was Ferris, and the other one, we'll just leave his name as Aaron.
Have you ever been to, what was it, Elbelta Church?
What?
Elbelta Church. It's a cemetery.
Yeah, that's where. Yeah.
Yeah, they got.
I mean, I ain't been there.
Like, Elbelta at night. Oh.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember on New Year's, like, a friend wanted to know if I'm going to party with him.
Over there and visit her.
No, like she came and got me, and
who came and got you?
A friend that wanted to go to a party with me.
I thought you meant the people that I knew.
It was like on a New Year's one day, and people said that there's always bad luck on New Year's. I didn't believe it until we were passing the cemetery, and her tire goes flat. I'm like,
plugged to the light pole, huh?
And she's like, oh, by the way, I'm out of gas.
Yeah, by the light pole.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. Why didn't you go to the gas station? She was like, I thought I did.
Remember, I put that there. So
and so, like, we bought a bunch of alcohol, like, before.
Yeah, that's always a good
thing. We came and got it. So the tire goes flat, and then here comes, like, a cop I went to school with. This comes strolling up. I'm like, well, it's a good thing. Well, we're past 21 at this point. Because this would be really bad.
That's a little better. I can think clearer then.
And so we had to, like, stay outside the car and talk to the cop about helping us fix a flat tire. And you just hear noises in the background of the cemetery. I'm like, man, this is like straight up out of a horror movie.
You ever hear that?
The little tapping.
Like that.
Or, rah, rah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I hope that's an animal.
Yeah.
I hear.
Nobody knows.
It's like
we're not on camera.
We're very Greenpeace over here.
Well, like, yeah, like, like, that's something that never, like, happens in, like, ghost movies. Like, you know, they'd be less scared if they just sat there and be like, well, we're being haunted. That's smoke.
No, that's when Willie dies.
Whoa.
You know, that's when Willie dies. They'd be like,
all pale ghost walks over you. You're next. You want some of this?
That's what'll happen.
And like the ghost sits down next to you. It's like, well, man, you seem like a very haunting kind of ghost.
All I can say is I'm glad we're not on live stream. Would not be well.
I can do it. Live stream.
If you get enough agreeers of your stream, your podcast, then
I did a lot of that through Snapchat when I was in acting school.
The child's
ready for bed. Break time.
Yeah.
Holy crap, you did that for 32 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't say much like usually. My other ones are longer. Break time and coffee
and pee-pee.
And pee-pee.
I got pee-pee. Really bad.
And if you got a feeling that someone's watching you when you're going pee, you're probably right. Don't turn around.
It's one of two people.
Satan, tell. You're just jealous because you can't pee.
One of two people.
Yeah. It's like, gosh, you gotta make it awkward.
I didn't even get paid for them to watch. What's this?
Yeah.
That is very cool. I dig that. I could so rock some of that.
I kind
of
want to, like, drill and pull it at the same time. They're probably like, what are you pulling? Fake hair.
It is not what you think. It's we just went from going pee to pulling things. We totally left on that conversation.
My thing was Casper was the most ironic, scary ghost movie as a kid.
And you know what was disturbing? My friend was sick with cancer.
Yeah.
And his stuffed animal that he slept with was a Casper stuffed animal. And I'm like, that's kind of disturbing, bro. You know, like,
why would you? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to say his name, but you know him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He lived over the hill.
Okay.
I figured the cancer would.
Yeah, definitely. But like, it was just a movie itself, because, like, she sees Casper, right?
And she's not disturbed.
And she's like, you're a ghost. It's like, you live in like a gajillion old house. What the hell did you expect?
And the other thing that got me was, she was cool with it.
And like the dad was like, oh. For like 5 seconds, he's like, we got a ghost. Like, oh, okay, that's it.
And he was okay with it.
Not like, daughter, pack your shit up. We got to find a new house.
Yeah. And she was okay with it. And he was okay with it. I'm like, no, I want to burn that sucker to the ground.
And then I like, then not only did you have a catcher, but you had like 3 other ghosts.
Yeah.
That he's like, I don't like them. Like, move.
The abandoned skull in Lafayette.
Oh my, Lafayette. I haven't been there in so long.
But you know the skull that I speak of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh crap. Break time. It collapsed.
Yeah, you want to see it sometime? I have to go down there.
Yeah. I pressed record without getting my coffee. Everyone.
I said cough drops, bro.
Cough drops? Oh. I said coffee, he said cough drops. I'm like,
yeah, it's a connecting thing. Here, you want to pump up your experience?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, they made us suck on these in acting school because they said,
helps your throat.
Yeah, it would help your throat. It would teach your tongue how to move certain ways. So when you, like, do the voices, they're like, yeah, sucking a cough drop and then doing, an Australian accent. And I'm just like, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm Nick. Nick the Australian, yeah.
And not to offend any of our Australian listeners.
And like, I actually learned the accent from 2 Australian friends of mine because they're like, oh, you're in acting school. They're like,
officially disconnected.
They're like, we use words like,
g'day.
Foul words.
Yeah, they, my friends in Australia.
And they taught me like their slang words that I would never even guess were a thing.
Yeah, they have their own phonetics, we'll say.
Yeah. They'll like yell like the C word, and I'm like, well, I know what that means. They're like, that means high for us. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Thanks for the cup of coffee. It means to you. Cut the burn out of my throat. Willie. Really?
They made me play a villain when I was in acting school. Which is, it's funny because it was like all through video because Corona happened. they're like, oh yeah, it's perfect to become an actor because you don't got to go nowhere. I'm like, so how do I, they're like, it's called apps in video.
they turn on the camera and then they shut it off and all it is a mic.
No, like you're on video through the whole like thing. They're like, here's your lines. This is called a script, and they teach you how to read it. Which like really messed me up because like how they teach us how to read scripts is they like take lines from movies that you used to know as a kid. Like Star Wars was one of the main ones.
They're like,
yeah, do these lines. I'm like, oh, you're no match for the power of the dark side. They're like, now do it in a British accent. Like, what? But like that's how I learned how to read lines and scripts is doing that. I'm like, well, I would have never thought about that.
Yeah, the haunted train track, train tunnel of Milltown. We will not give direction.
There's also one in Paoli. Have you heard about that one? It was, from what I read about, it was like a slave thing where they would help the slaves escape through, you know, back in 1800s through this train platform.
Yeah, it's tore down now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's tore down.
Yeah, because the bridge
collapsed.
Yeah, and then they had to rebuild the bridge.
Right before the train collapsed, everybody said they seen the Mothman.
The Mothman Chronicles.
Yeah, of Indiana, whatever they call the Mothman thing, per se. I personally have never seen said thing.
Said moth of the man.
Nick. Speaking of cryptids, I have heard certain noises in the woods that were we will call Sasquatchian.
Yeah, I watched a documentary where they like make noises.
Yeah, you don't want to play around in these
area.
Because trust me, the guys I went with were hardened veterans of foreign wars.
Oh, the legends?
No, of foreign veterans.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like true veterans that have seen ugliness. And we were there to try to get said thing to prove that it exists.
Yeah.
We weren't playing. Whatever it was throwing cannonball-sized rocks and chunks of wood at us because they had pestered it by doing things that we will only say that you can check on the internet to provoke said response, we'll say.
My thing was the legends about people like going in the woods, then they disappear, and like,
oh, you mean like the Alaskan Triangle?
And like 5 years later, that person walks out of the woods like, oh shit, I was gone for 5 years.
Yeah, that's like the Alaskan Triangle.
I thought I was gone 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But like that's like really disturbing because I think of that and I think of like H.P. Lovecraft books.
Yeah. Goes into that other genre.
Yeah. Like that's the shit I used to read as a kid. I'm like, well, I'm not going to sleep today.
Yeah. But it goes into that other genre, that yet to be discussed genre.
Like, I thought Cthulhu was creepy. And then I read the other books. I'm like, damn. I don't want pictures coming to life. From haunted museums.
Damn, it smells pretty all of a sudden.
Must be the Indiana hookers.
All of a sudden, it hit me like, and I'm like, it smells like somebody went. Did you notice that?
And no one heard a whisper.
Did nobody... did you smell it, was the question?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I smelled like really strong perfume.
And there's nobody around us at said moment wearing pretty perfume.
Yeah, like we're doing this whole podcast outside.
Yeah.
We're surrounded by Halloween decorations.
At this moment, where we could do said podcast, the lady is sleeping, and we do not want to poke said lady and wake her up.
She'd be like, you made noises.
Yeah, and the dogs would wake said person up, right?
Pina would be like, I want to be on the show too.
He would be like, man, Tennessee was creepy, yo.
Oh yeah, by the way, hello little witch. You will listen to us eventually. We will talk about you.
Yo man, could you be so kind as to pass my bag? Make it sound like.
It's like, it better be tobacco.
It better be. Good thing we're not on live stream. Hey, how many times does it take to open with gloves on?
I know, like, I was walking around the circle of the apartments, and like...
Yeah, don't give them directions. We don't want them showing up here asking us questions.
No, like, I never had that one. I have had, like, when I first started Dollar General, like, they recognized the voice.
Yeah.
They're like, Steampunk Nathan.
Oh! That was almost traumatic.
And that was kind of spooky. I'm like, oh my God.
Hey, man, what day is actual Halloween?
The 31st.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, because my faculties are frozen in different time periods.
I'm pretty sure it's always been the 31st.
How about if we go past through the cemetery up the hill?
You mean the one that, like, is, like, vacated?
Yes, the one that nobody watches.
I mean, the cops? I mean, they don't really watch it. They just watch of the people driving past it.
How can we be seen?
No, I'm like, they don't really care.
In a car, per se.
I mean, it's pretty bad when, like, you go this. You went to high school with, like, most of the cops around. It's like, oh, what's up, Jim? Yeah, Mark. William, what's up?
Well, I don't think we'll be going to said cemetery in the dark much.
Yeah.
I mean, at least not this weekend.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but like I was walking in a circle half asleep, and like I just saw like a thing, and it spooked me, so I turned on my flashlight. And they had, like, a mannequin clown just sitting in a chair. I'm like, bro, that would have freaked me the fuck out.
Where was that?
Right over there.
Oh, I get where you're going right now.
I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, I've never been so scared in my life. I think the best one was my sister was living in a trailer, and I went to, you remember Boom Boom's?
Yeah.
The Halloween shop?
Yeah,
well, they closed down. I bought, like, this demonic, like, thing that they made. It was, like, this tall. And so what I did is I walked. They were all asleep, and I sat in front of her door. Just waited for, like, 2 hours. And my sister opens the door, and she'd be like, what the fuck? And, like, you hear it echo past her trailer to the house.
Without relaying too much of our past, we'll say. Let's just say the creepiest one was the educational building that they put the CPR dummy in the window.
Oh, God.
At night.
Those things are disturbing anyways.
Yeah, well, they dressed it in clothes and sit there in a chair.
That's great.
Let's just say that the joke that it was supposed to be was not very funny. We'll just put it there.
Wasn't it like someone actually caught the cops because they kept seeing a woman in the window for so many days and they thought it was weird? So they sent people to check it out and make sure the woman was all right. And they're like,
where?
That's a mannequin.
Oh, you mean at that place?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was actually us, we won't say who.
Yeah.
Us people that we know checking that place, and they kept seeing an elder person.
Yeah.
We won't say who because it'll start. They'll figure out who we are. You know what I mean? Like, and it will reflect upon that kind of woman.
I can see Adam, which, by the way, hi, Adam. He's from Australia. He'd be like, oi, I want to see this mannequin.
No, you really, really don't. No. Even if they still have it, no, you really don't.
It got creepy.
Bad dreams are made of.
Well, yeah, they made it super creepy. I've never seen a mannequin look creepy.
It looks super scared, I'll give you that.
And like as a kid, I thought mannequins were terrifying. I'd walk up, how are you? Mama's not talking to me. Why is she being rude?
I pushed one out of the store one time.
Like, my mom couldn't take me to stores if there were mannequins, because, like, I would be so awkward. They'd be like, this is my sister. So people are like, that's
her first.
Yeah. They'd be like, that's a mannequin. No, that's my sister. Don't be mean.
Take her first. The thing about that is if they take her first, then I can run.
That is so dark.
That's my motto. I don't have to outrun the bad people. I just gotta run y'all.
Outrun you.
That's
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we hear noises around all the time.
Did you hear that, or was that just something I heard?
I heard. Or like, we have like a fence that, and there's a trailer park, and you can hear.
Yeah, again.
Like the music in the trailer park. Like, doo, 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 doo.
Yeah,
like man, they sound like they're having fun over there.
That. How can I put this to where it won't ricochet back? How can I pose this?
Paranoia.
No, like I don't want it coming back, so put your hand over the mic and I'll explain first. And then
it'd be like,
okay, so remember the story I told you about the fire we came across?
Yeah.
How can we explain said thing without backlash in the podcast?
I don't know.
We just won't go there?
Yeah, probably not.
That was an exciting evening.
I was like 13 and hearing about it. You're like, hey, some old guy like did some weird stuff. And they explained it. I'm like, oh my God. That sounds like Ed.
Was it fun? Okay.
Of course, our school was pretty freaking weird, though. And, like, they tried to evolve the school. It didn't work. They just made it worse.
Yeah, they pooched it, we'll say. They pooched it up.
Like, I remember when, I think it was one of our teachers got fired. And he made sure to ride his motorcycle out the doors of said school.
No, I was there. They upset him and he rode it through the whole school.
Did he?
And I can only say that because he's no longer alive, so.
And like, I remember like the marks from the motorcycle's wheels. Like there were people that sat there and scrubbed for like weeks. And eventually they just stopped scrubbing it and are like, it will go away if it does.
They had to recarpet. They recarpeted over summer.
No, like that was in the, where the lunch room was.
Yeah.
You know, the place that didn't have
carpet. They had to strip the floor.
Yeah.
And buff the floor to get it off because he like.
He left like streak lines.
Yeah. We won't say who.
And it's like that only happens in Indiana. That's why we travel a lot. Out of Indiana to escape the weirdness.
I lost it. I had it.
He's like, I had a thought, and it's gone.
Yeah, well, you know, it's too much, too quick, I guess. That's what it is. Give me a minute. How about the story of the candle in the cave.
I heard that one.
That's pretty eerie. For
where they kept seeing like this little light.
Yeah.
And then darkness of the cave.
But you don't pasture it. The trick of it is, if you're in said cave, I won't say what cave because I'm sure.
And people would like throw stuff in there.
Yeah, we don't want to get anybody in more trouble than they need. But the trick of it is, you say, little light of mine, won't you light your light? Something like that, you know.
I totally thought you were going to say, will you let it shine?
No. And you'll see the white light, like a little candle light or like a little big light. Like,
and does it flicker?
Yeah. And then you'll see it like move about said cave that I will not say where this cave is. I am making sure that I leave very vagueness in my information upon said areas. But you will see a very faint, almost thick lighter flicker of a light in the cave.
Well, that itself just sounds disturbing. Just being a cave, you like, but I'm like, is someone else in here?
Yeah. We'll just say you don't hear any footsteps out of that.
Yeah.
And it goes back to the 1800s-ish.
I'd be too afraid to go in it because, like, I watched that movie, The Descent, with the monsters in the cave.
Yeah, it's very Descent-y, and not that cave that I'm speaking of, but the other cave that we have spoken of. It's very Descent-y.
And, like, man, I would love to go, like, cave climbing, and then I saw the movie, I'm like, I ain't fucking doing that ever.
No. And the thing you have to tell your listeners is, the caves around here,
if you're weird.
Not a trained cave person, you can get hurt, you can get charged with trespassing.
Yeah, they won't let you go in there without, like, a tour.
Yeah, you just do not free roam in places that are working.
And it's not the fear of bats. No.
Which there is that too. Like, you don't want to pick up said
bat friends.
No. There's like there was an illness with the bats coming into contact with other bats.
Oh yeah.
And they were afraid that you could contract it by being around the urine and the poop of bats. You could contract it being in the cave, like breathing it in, the smell. You get what I mean?
Yeah, that's like mega plague.
Yeah. So it was one of those deals they had, you stay out of the cage for a long time. But it's done now. It's like over, I guess.
I'll tell you a creepy fact, though. Paley looks exactly like Salem's Lot from, you know, that Stephen King movie.
Yeah.
It like, at night, almost too, identical. Very, and, like, I went to the hospital there, and it was like, I totally thought, like, Mike or Myers was going to get me because, like, it was raining. I'm in an ambulance. A woman's trying to call me to the hospital, let them know I'm coming. Her phone keeps losing service. And I lean over to her. I'm like, have you ever seen the movie Halloween? She's like, oh, yeah, I like it. I'm like, this is it. And then I walked in there, and she's like, yeah, no night transportation.
Well, it's just like when you're on the town square at night. Well, not so much now, but when I was younger.
Yeah, they redid a lot of the buildings.
Yeah, but they've made it more bright. around the square.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, it was like more spooky.
We'll say.
It had more of a like feel to it.
Because it had all those old buildings that collected dust.
Yeah, it had its own like factor. And I was there on the square one night. And this was back when you could hang out without being
pestered
by the police. I'm old. And it just had a bad mojo about it. Like, it's not a...
it felt weird.
Yeah, it's not a comfy place. But it's... How's the saying go? It was like... the circus has left. You know, like, you could just feel the like ghost townish thing, like,
yeah, that ghost dead town vibe.
Yeah, sort of like Marengo downtown, like
only like Paley's more wide open, so it's like extra spooky. Yeah,
they've lost so many buildings now.
Yeah, and they keep them.
Yeah, but I mean, like, actual functioning buildings now have closed and are boarded up, and it has that very...
I did see that they put in a new coffee shop, though.
Where?
In Paoli.
Oh, I thought you meant bring...
No, I was going driving there, and, like, I'm sitting there, like, I yelled, "Coffee!" And scared my stepdad. I'm like, "We need coffee. We're stopping here." He's like, "They're just now opening." I'm like, "Well, then we're going back in a week." That's like how I marked this in my phone. Just to go back for some coffee.
I had a fun fact about close to where we are. Did you know the town? They actually made a movie there.
Did they?
Yeah, they filmed sections of movie film of this downtown area. And I can even tell you the movie that it's in.
I know there's a couple ones.
Yes, but I mean a very non-popular movie. Some of your viewers...
That would make sense.
...YouTube it to find said movie. It's a very...
They'd be like, "Where are they?"
Yeah.
What is this movie?
The Bermuda Triangle of Indiana. We're in the of Indiana.
I watched a video on TikTok that disturbed me. Walking trees. Like, I'm sitting watching this and I'm like, I am going to be eerie of all trees now.
How about the out west, the sliding rocks?
That one was weird too.
What was your take on it? I think it has to do with some kind of magnetic.
I was thinking like gravity or like metal.
I'm thinking there's ley lines or something that has something to do with the magnetic pull in that area that makes it.
But
makes
like
them randomly scoot across the ground.
But the walking trees like showed like them, like the dirt like scooting, and like the tree just literally going with the dirt with it. I'm like, okay, I can't explain that one.
Like, have a moment.
Unless like you got some like major roots or a waterfall. And then I think tree folk, like the trees with faces on it.
Yeah, that's a whole nother.
Like, but I never seen a walking tree. That one definitely got me.
That would have to be a, what do you call it? That's not an urban. That's more of a, what would you call it?
I mean, like, you hear like...
spirit?
Yeah.
How would that be classified? It's not an urban legend, because...
I think you hear about them in, like, fairy tales.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's as close as I can get to it. I just remember watching it. I'm like, man, that is creepy.
But the movie, that most of the film that was shot in that area within that few blocks is the movie about the regatta on the river. I won't say the river.
Oh.
But it was set back in like the 80s, 70s or 80s, right?
They did film a movie there.
Yeah, okay. The other movies was Water is Rising.
I saw that one.
That was part of it, was filmed down there.
That's actually a really good place to do it, too.
And what was the other one? The baseball movie with Madonna.
I think I know what you're talking about.
The dude from school was in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. They filmed chunks of it from the pool hall up the block.
Holy shit.
You know where the old pool hall is?
Yeah.
Up that way. And in the regatta movie, you can see up the block.
Yeah, Adam. It's like, oi, we can't hear your podcast. I'm like, yeah, cause it's not done yet. There is editing that must be done.
Yeah, because there's things that we say that we have to unsay in the post. Because I sleep and give out names or spots and stuff that we can't.
I mean, me, I just give out the names.
Well, there are certain things I don't, for fear that I did not ask people.
Of course, I give everyone nicknames, so like it's not a big deal then.
Well, yeah, but everybody we know with nicknames, most are not going to know that this is out there.
Yeah. It's like, oh, little Jimmy, you know, little Jimmy with the finger. Yeah. He has like rubber ring claws now, but...
My stepbrother, nobody will know who he is.
No.
For fear that repercussions from somebody that knows.
I'm pretty sure the last time I did the Halloween podcast was with my sister driving on a road to my parents' house. And she's like, I got lost. And we go down the hill and it looks like Texas, the Chainsaw Massacre. Like all the destroyed old rusty cars.
Whoa.
I'm like, this is not our parents' house. She's like, no. I'm like, where are we? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, get us out of here. She's yeah. like, why? I'm like, because if I hear a chainsaw, I'm going to drive. I will drive your car.
We're going to fix the ass.
And you don't want that. They're like, oh, we think an old lady lives here. I'm like, that's exactly how Texas Chainsaw Massacre happened.
Case in point, don't go knocking on strangers' houses. It's just the thing. Do not go knocking on people's houses, right? That's how it started.
Or like when you watch a horror movie and you see them like, oh my God, something horrible's happened, and then they just stand there. Like, are you waiting for them to get closer?
What I always love is...
Or when they always run, they always fall down.
Yeah.
I tripped over a leaf.
We're in, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre where the guy runs out into traffic and gets mowed down.
Like, well, you weren't going to make it anyways.
Oops. Never understood that.
I always liked the Freddy Krueger movies. You know, the old ones.
Yeah, but I got lost later in them because they're so, like, the timeline gets all twisted.
And it's, like, years later.
Yeah, like, the onion that is the movie... The block of movies that is Freddy that people know of is such an onion that as it uncurls gets so twisted for me, I can't keep track of them. What year is this? Is this 1980? 1990, 1989.
That actor's just such an awesome horror, like, fan himself. And, like, he's been in, like, other horror stuff that, like, I have to watch it just because he's in it. Like, even if it's, like, so old.
But did you hear the reason he quit doing Freddy?
No, I didn't.
Was the Freddy persona started hanging around more when he became himself again?
So,
sort of like the...
That's called...
The haunting of the Joker.
Character blend. That's,
yeah.
That's why when, like, people go to acting school, they don't do certain things for mental health reasons.
Yeah.
That's why they have different exercise techniques that they do to help not have so much mental health.
Well, just like the Curse of the Joker, it was kind of like that, but with Freddy...
That one was sad, though. Like, yeah, like when that happened, I cried.
What do you call it? That's why he had to unplug from the whole
Is she smoking inside?
I think she just took some to have some.
Oh, no.
No, she came back. But I think it's the whole thing of immersion in the whole being in the situation. You get what I mean?
I took her lighter.
You need to stand up anyway, Chris. Chris, not. Now they hear my big lubby boots now, but Hey, I'm a skilled horror fanatic. I even have a flashlight on my knife. I can get them when it's in the dark. I don't have to turn on the light to get them. I just turn on my flashlight on my knife.
I can't find any more, like, scary ghost movies.
I don't know.
Like, I've seen them all too many. Yeah, Phone, what are you doing?
I thought one that let me down was the Addams Family. The new Addams Family? Did you see it?
You mean the cartoon?
There's a new Addams Family movie with actual people.
I knew there was a Wednesday TV show.
No. There's the newer movie, and then there's the Munsters.
Oh.
The new Munsters.
The one with that Rob Zombie made.
Yeah.
I haven't seen all of it. He's not a fan.
I understand where he's going after watching it, but within that, I felt that...
It was more funny.
He could have cranked it up and put a whole new spin on it like he did with
Halloween. Yeah.
You know, and like blew some wind up under there.
Yeah, because Halloween was like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they were freaky before.
Felt kind of... I mean, I'm seriously glad I didn't have to pay for it, put it that way. Rob Zombie dropped the football for me. I was expecting to turn it on and be like, you know, like, dun 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 dun, you know, like, you know, and not like, you know, like,
yeah.
No, like, if you watch it, you'd be like,
it's Frankenstein.
No, I was expecting more. Like meat in
yeah.
the story, then this like goofy like. I understand what he's doing because I understand from watching the old TV shows.
Right.
He just lit it up like the old TV shows when he should have
put his spin on it.
Made it darker in
theory.
Theory and not so like can of seltzer and the base kind of thing. Like, that's my take. I wish I could redo it.
Directors.
It would have to be like a 21 over movie. Like, you'd have to show ID to get in to see the movie I made. The monsters. People would be like, oh my.
Like, it's like Walking Dead meets the monsters.
Let's see how I could do it. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre meets a thousand corpses.
Oh God!
Monster style.
Where it says they find the people.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about cranking it up to like a 12 on the scale.
So like R-rated.
No, I'm talking like, whoa, like people would be like, he went there. And I'm like, I wanted to go further, but they stopped me. Just putting it out there and letting it sit. That I have many undisturbed.
That was my child being creepy.
Or disturbed things that I could interject into a movie and make it. You know. Whatever happened to the guy from the 80s with the big drill, with the long drill bit that used to just mow into people's like head with a drill?
A drill? Huh? The dentist?
No, like, he just go,
I try to think.
Kind of like Texas Chainsaw, but the guy had a big drill, and he'd sneak up on him and...
Yeah, that was like a 70s movie, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm not giving away how old I am.
Everyone is, like, writing me today.
Well, you're popular because of the podcast here that we're putting down, I guess.
Yeah, and you can listen to podcasts that, like when I publish them, it goes straight to Spotify.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I thought that was a hit.
Like,
a hit and not know it.
I'm pretty known, apparently, on Spotify because of that.
Well, you have that, you know, like a hello, Lexus kind of voice thing going for you. So turn left now.
It's like his voice sounds so familiar. Yes. And it's the only thing that's not music on Spotify.
You want us to play music? Give us some instruments. We will play. I will play a bagpipe. I will irritate everybody within a 30-mile radius of a bagpipe.
Yeah, like my adventure when I was in acting school, my teacher's like, you should like do podcasts because it opens up public speaking. It will teach you to use your voice. So we go to Champaign, Illinois. Yeah. Like the whole way there from like my apartment to Champaign, Illinois. And then we just happened to drive past the dispensary owned by the cops. and we walk out, we're like, we're looking for a McDonald's. What the hell was that?
That was a sneeze and a laugh.
And Scott's like, yeah, it's right over there. I'm like, so you own this? He's like, yeah.
I'm like, I totally thought, like...
Yeah, so you wasn't going to a white hen, then, was you?
Well, I was looking for McDonald's. I didn't realize it until I walked and saw the sign. I'm like, is that a pot leaf? He said, oh, yeah.
I'll take a 10-piece chicken nugget and throw that sucker right on, man.
And, like, he had the most amazing shop. He had, like, animatronics. I'm like, whoa.
He's well, like, I'm interested now. How does that work?
Like, he brought it out to me. He's like, watch this. I'm like, what? He turns it on, and, like, it seemed. It had a smiley face, and it sung me. I'm like, dude.
Oh, I would so.
I'm like, dude, I kind of want to come back here just to have you play that again.
No.
I'm like, screw McDonald's, man.
No. See, I'd be like, no. Go away. Holy water. No, speaking Latin. No, those things freak me out, man. I was in South Carolina in a store. Not like the store you were in, another store, we'll say.
Yeah.
And one of them said, can I help you? Is it set in a chair? And...
Oh, no, that would have been too much for me.
Let's just say that I was very disturbed, we'll say. As in, like, I think car alarms and maybe dogs or cats heard me as I, like, subsonically screamed in horror from this thing that did not move and goes, hello, can I help you? And I was like, the profanity that flung from my mouth at that moment.
I remember I got ironically scared one time. It's like, well, how can you be ironically scared? Oh, it's like Easter. It was me, a child, I think. Yeah, it was me, my child. We walked in Walmart, and we saw a bunny. And I thought it was just the animatronic bunny.
No.
So I shook its hand. I'm like, yeah. And stopped. I'm like, oh, that's a person in a bunny outfit.
Case in point, I was with my mom in a local store chain.
Yeah.
The purple dinosaur was chasing her around and being very inappropriate to to my mother. And she proceeded to go Chuck Norris on his butt.
Oh, God.
And teach him to not be inappropriate around women and small children, we'll say.
So, like, dinosaur had it coming.
Oh, he started it, but she finished
it. She went, like, Roadhouse, right?
Oh, no, she went all, like, Bruce Lee on him.
So, like, and this is how dinosaurs disappeared.
Yeah. Say the very least, you don't come and walk up on her and touch her inappropriately and not expect repercussions.
Major.
Yeah. We'll just say that his head probably landed somewhere in the sporting goods section.
It's like, I lost my mask.
Oh, no. It was... Stick a fork in him, he was done. And she proceeded to, like, mop the ground with him for a while.
Like, and, show you.
Yeah, like,
like, who do you love? Who do you love? Sing the song. I said, sing the song.
It kind of had that mojo of... prison shower went wrong. Let's just say that he found out that he should pester women in the store. Which I personally think he was like a perv. The dude.
He was in a dinosaur costume. Like,
no. Purple character.
Yeah, I see where you're going with it.
Okay, and he was walking around, do 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 do, you know. pestering her, but then he started actually touching her.
Yeah.
Okay, pestering is one thing. My mom was like, just go away. The next time it ended up, it was, you know, he like chased her down in the store, and he actually was like trying to squeeze her Charmins and stuff.
Her Charmins.
Did not go very well for the purple dinosaur guy, you would say. If you smell where I'm going with it. Okay? You got where I'm going? He and a little of his face on the floor.
Or like the animatronics from like Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh no, I punched one of them out.
I used to like them until like I snuck on the stage and realized they were robots.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't want to come at Chuck E. Cheese anymore.
No, in my defense, it was way too much alcohol and not enough pizza.
Of course, I haven't been there since I was a kid.
No, I was there like on a lunch break.
So like maybe it changed.
No, I was on a lunch break one time and got like very hammered and the thing was like skipping.
It's like there's like a glitch.
I'm like, and it like ripped part of it.
Oh God!
Become like this,
so
like,
I went all Terminator.
Yeah. And then I'm like recoiled with my hand that now is like a chunk of ham with like fingers sticking out of it. Right? And, I'm going, and nobody said much, so I was like, okay.
My hand.
Go, yeah. A couple shop rags, we're good. And just say I wouldn't go back to use my tokens.
But I should probably put my child to bed.
Yeah, I got to go and crawl into said bed.
There might be a part two to this.
Day four.
If I welcome to Halloween, we stole all the candy. The candy is gone.
We have it all.
And like, hope this doesn't turn into like that movie Trick or Treat, where like the rules of Halloween mattered.
Or don't let them say that one word. In a mirror.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not Bloody Mary.
No.
No?
No. Think about it.
Candyman?
You went there close to Halloween like that. Went there. That's not good.
It's like, oh man, we don't want that dude here.
No.
Or like go like old school Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
Oh, I think that's afraid of him. No. The one that disturbs me is like the worm from Freddy.
Oh yeah, where like they're sitting there smoking weed and like this worm pulls out this huge ass bong and it just
Yeah.
And like I watched that, I'm like, where did that even come from? Like, I can't think of anywhere how they created that.
My question is, what was he smoking?
I'm guessing like mega nightmare weed. I don't know.
The guy that seen it, what was him smoking to see said thing?
Oh.
That's more like some acid drop kind of woo stuff.
Well, because I remember in the movie he's like, hey, I'm gonna take a J break.
Yeah, but that's a serious J, bro. To like see like little gnomes or something running around.
And then like the next thing I know, he's seeing this huge stoner worm. I'm like, man, that's like next level stuff.
Yeah, see, that's where the line would be drawn for me. I'd be like, no more for me.
It's like, I'm seeing floating stuff.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to walk home, because I'm pretty comfy in the rocking chair. I might just go to sleep right now.
He's like, oh, wait, I live like 10 feet away from you.
Yeah.
Get it? Okay, yeah. I will try to stop this and go check on my child and make sure.
I gotta walk.